an awful lot into today. It just show us how much the whole counsel of God has for us, including the Old Testament. And I hope you can see now how even stories from 3,000 plus years ago can still teach us and train us, because the people in those stories were at heart like us. And both they and we have a God who does not change and who has a purpose for his people that he will fulfill. And I hope you can understand too about how God maintained his purposes and plans to prepare the way for the coming king, despite the follies and failures of his disobedient people. The judges were wounded rescuers, because no man or woman can be more than that. But I think the stories of the judges hints to the fact that they needed more than a human rescuer. We needed a perfect champion, an ideal king to visit and redeem his people. And Judges has a footnote. The very next book, Ruth, set in the days of the judges, as Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 says, a story of grace, a new melody that's going to become the main theme, a subplot, it seems, in a farming community where a foreign widow comes to dwell with God's people. And yet she is going to be the ancestor of King David, and he, flawed king though he was, is going to be the ancestor, in human terms, of the ultimate king, the ultimate judge, the ultimate redeemer and rescuer. In Judges, as in the rest of the Old Testament, God is working his purpose out. Seeing just how he did it as we read the Old Testament, and learning so much about him and ourselves as we do, should fill us with a response in prayer of adoration for a loving and just God, for thanksgiving for his provision of rescue, for confession that we still are apt so easily to go astray, and prayer that his purposes will be fulfilled and that his kingdom will come. Let's sing together our final hymn, 470, in Singing the Faith.